It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. It is game four of a six-game series. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you from the Lee Cobb Park booth. The Marauders are in search of their third straight win last night. A 6-4 final score for the Marauders over the Palm Beach Cardinals. That win, along with a Tampa Tarpons loss to Dunedin just an hour drive north of us, hoisted the Marauders up to first place, sole possession of first place, I might add, into the FSL West Division. Now the Marauders continue their quest to further firm up their hold on this first place in the West Division with that Tampa series on the road next week looming very close by on the schedule. So the Marauders tonight send right-hander Valentin Linares to the mound. He has been brilliant over his last five starts. We'll get into the numbers a little bit later on. He'll be opposed by fellow right-hander Yonael Dominguez. More on him later as well. We'll step aside, and when we come back, a pregame chat with Marauders third baseman Jack Brannigan. The Pirates' third-round draft pick this year out of Notre Dame has been solid in his first handful of games at single-A. A hot start at the plate and also providing solid defense. That conversation with Jack Brannigan is coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders third baseman Jack Brannigan. Jack, just about a week into your professional career here. You joined the team on the road last week down in Fort Myers. Home run, a couple of hits in your first game, and a couple more since then. What's the overall experience been like for you here in pro ball?
It's been awesome so far. I've had a lot of fun. The guys are great. Wasn't really sure what to expect when I first got here, but you know, everyone kind of welcomed me in the clubhouse with open arms, and it's made the transition a lot easier and made it a lot easier to perform out there.
The Pirates made you their third-round pick in the draft this year out of Notre Dame. Walk us through a little bit the moment in time when you learned you had been picked, where you were, who you were with, and what sorts of thoughts and emotions were running through you.
Yeah, I was actually at home. It was just my family there. You know, kind of knew a couple of minutes before that I was going to get picked by the Pirates, and just kind of was waiting for my name to flash up on the TV. So kind of just waiting for the moment. And when I finally heard it, it was kind of just like pure excitement. And, you know, after, you know, the kind of the initial shock, you're just ready to go to work and, you know, ready to continue playing. And, you know, since a kid, you've dreamed of playing in professional baseball. So, you know, it's a dream come true. But at the same time, you know, that that's not the end goal. You know, there's still a lot of work left to do. So, just excitement and also, like I said, excitement to get going as well.
Jack Brannigan, our guest on the pregame show today. Going into college, you know, you attended Notre Dame. Were there any, was baseball always it for you? Or were there any other aspirations that came into the picture at any point growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I played a lot of sports growing up, but kind of decided to focus on baseball prior to my freshman year of high school. But my dad went to Notre Dame, so kind of grew up a Notre Dame fan. Obviously, Notre Dame football is pretty big, so kind of had dreams of doing that for a little bit, and, you know, kind of had to make the decision that, you know, baseball is what I wanted to focus on, and kind of went from there. It worked out where I was able to go to Notre Dame and play baseball there, so pretty good experience.
And a trip to the College World Series this year, unfortunately, probably not the end that you and the guys were looking for, but in terms of just that overall ride into the tournament and the journey to get that far, what was that experience like for you, and what kind of memories do you hold from that?
Oh, it was an absolute blast. You know, I'll always remember the moment when we clinched going to Omaha. That final out we got at Tennessee was just such a dream come true. Everyone, you know, all basically since I got to campus, we've been working towards going to Omaha, and so to kind of finally get to that point was such an awesome experience, and, you know, I'll never forget all the memories that I made this year, and especially the last month of the season, you know, going through the regionals, super regionals, and eventually making it to Omaha. So just a great year and a great way to end my college career.
Now, you joined the Marauders here about a month to go in the regular season, right in the heat of a playoff chase. What has the feeling and the energy and the vibes been around, like in the clubhouse, on the field, with this group of guys so far?
Yeah, like I said, it's a great group of guys. You know, everyone's having fun out there, really enjoying the game. So, didn't really realize that we were, you know, kind of in that hunt until I got here, and a couple guys had mentioned it. So, you know, I'm just looking to add to the team and trying to help the team win as any way we can, and, you know, just make it to the playoffs and see what happens.
Now, obviously, the Pirates held you in high regard in terms of where they selected you in the draft. But when it comes to where you feel like you're at in your game and in your development, what are any remaining goals you might have the rest of this season moving forward?
Yeah, you know, there's always aspects of your game that you can continue to develop and get better at. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting probably 100 more at-bats and kind of just developing more as a hitter. And then, you know, in the field, you never know what you're going to get over there at third base. So just kind of continuing to roll with the punches and, you know, just continue to develop and get better at all aspects of my game.
Sounds good. Jack, thank you for your time tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Jack Brannigan on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues here at Leacom Park. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. We begin with the visitors, as always, the Palm Beach Cardinals. Palm Beach with a record of 23-16 in the second half. They lead the East Division of the Florida State League, and they have 2 games worth of clearance over the second-place St. Lucie Mets. Here's how they line up tonight. Center fielder Victor Scott working on a 10-game on-base streak, coming off a night off last night. He leads off playing center field with second baseman Brody Moore batting second. Left fielder Nathan Church bats third. First baseman Thomas Francisco, who homered in the series opener back on Tuesday, he bats cleanup. The designated hitter and Florida State product Elijah Cabell bats fifth. Right fielder Chris Rotondo bats sixth.
Batting seventh will be the shortstop Jeremy Rivas. Third baseman Michael Chiarelli hits eighth. And the catcher, Leonardo Bernal, the Cardinals' number 29 prospect, according to Baseball America. Switch in and catcher, batting ninth for the Cardinals, who send right-hander Yonael Dominguez to the mound. 20-year-old hails from Nagua in the Dominican Republic, and he is set to face the Marauders for the first time this season. On the campaign, Dominguez, in just two outings in a Palm Beach uniform so far, as he came up midseason from the Florida Complex League, 4.32 ERA, with four runs allowed over 8 1/3 innings, a whip of 1.08, and opponents hitting just 172 off of him. Tall task for Marauders hitters here in this Friday night matchup. For the Marauders, a record of 25-14, Bradenton winners of five of their last six, and they enter tonight's game first place, sole possession of that division lead at the moment over the Tampa Tarpons. Here's how the Marauders line up on this Friday. Shortstop Sung Che Chang leads off, scorching hot, batting .458 in his six-game hit streak. Center fielder Sergio Campana bats second. Left fielder Tres Gonzalez bats third. He's playing in just his second single-A game. Third baseman Jack Brannigan, our pregame guest, is in the cleanup spot, hitting .429 over his first four games with Bradenton. Catcher Wyatt Hendry will bat fifth. Designated hitter and Pirates number 11 prospect Bubba Chandler bats sixth. First baseman Brendan Dixon, a home run in last night's game, bats seventh. Second baseman Norquis Marcos also homered in last night's game. He hits eighth. And the speedy right fielder Josiah Dixon rounds out the nine for the Marauders, who sent right-hander Valentin Linares out to the bump. Linares on the season, 4.37 ERA, 1.34 whip. His outings lately have not matched up with those numbers. Those numbers on the season a little bit inflated after a rocky start for the right-hander. Over Linares' last five starts, the big righty with a 1.80 ERA, 1.12 whip, and opponents hitting just 200 off of Linares. 22-year-old from the Dominican makes his 16th start of the 2022 campaign tonight. There you have it. Starting line for both teams and your pitching matchup as we are looking at increasingly cloudy skies coming from beyond right field. Blue and sunny right above us, but some dark and gray, scary-looking clouds out in right. We hope those blow on by us. Should be a hitter-friendly evening, at least the way things are looking right now, with the wind pushing out to right center field. That's a wrap here on the pregame show. The Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome back inside Leacom Park in sunny Bradenton, Florida, where right-hander Valentin Linares finishes up his warm-up tosses. The 22-year-old from Villalta Gracia in the Dominican Republic signed with the Pirates. Out of the Dominican in 2018, he brings a four-seam fastball, slider, sinker, and changeup to the mix, and he is set to face this Palm Beach Cardinals lineup. Game number 4 of the 6-game series coming your way from Bradenton. Glad to have you with us on this Friday night. Linares gets the signal from wide. Hendry winds and deals, and the game's first pitch is swung on, fouled back out of play by Victor Scott. We're underway at 6:31 p.m. 88 degrees, mostly sunny, wind at about 6 miles per hour out to right center field. Linares winds up and deals the 0-1, and Victor Scott takes outside. An on-base machine so far in his pro career, Victor Scott, batting average at just 179 at the moment through 10 games, but a 359 OBP. 1-1 pitch. Catches that inside corner from Linares for strike 2. Fastball generally works in the low 90s from Linares. He will ramp it up to 95. Here he is with the 1-2. Take in, low and outside. So a 10-game on-base streak for Victor Scott, largely thanks to his 8 walks drawn in 10 games. Not afraid to draw a walk if the pitches that come his way don't meet his specs as the next pitch misses outside. And the count full to the speedy leadoff hitter. Victor Scott, fifth round pick just this year out of West Virginia by the Cardinals. The 3-2 now from Linares. Cut on and missed for strike three. Heck of a start to the game for Linares. And let's meet the Marauders defense behind him. In the outfield from left to right, it's Tres Gonzalez, Sergio Campagna, Josiah Dixon. On the infield, Jack Brannigan starts at third base. Sungche Chang at shortstop. Norquis Marcos playing second base. Brendan Dixon at first base. And Wyatt Hendry catching for Linares tonight. One away, nobody on for Palm Beach. Just underway here, Brody Moore is the next batter. And he looks at a first pitch fastball for a strike. A couple of new additions to the Marauders roster today. We'll touch on those in just a moment here. The motion and the 0-1. Linares misses in the dirt for ball one. Brody Moore, 11 games, hitting .229 with four runs batted in. Right-hander's windup and offering. 1-1 pitch is swung at and missed for strike two. Linares going breaking ball that time. Ahead of the count. The motion, the 1-2, high and inside, almost hits him. A couple of outfielders added to the Bradenton roster, both coming from the Florida Complex League today. Tanner Treadaway, Oklahoma product, 10th round draft pick this year by the Buccos. And Deion Walker, 2019 draftee. Next pitch, breaking ball, wasted in the dirt, and the count full to his second straight hitter. So Deion Walker selected in the 35th round of 2019 out of Hillgrove High School in suburban Atlanta. 3-2 now from Linares, swung on and drilled on a line drive, foul right field line. Both of those men joining the team officially today. Neither one is in the lineup, though. I imagine at some point or another, the next couple of days, wrapping up the series, both will probably see action. Another 3-2 from Linares to Moore. He checks his swing at a slider in the dirt and did not go around. Linares issues a one-out walk. So a free pass issued by Linares. Off and on for the big righty, the walks have been a problem. They were last time out. Last start against Fort Myers last week. Walked three over the course of six innings. An otherwise pretty solid start for Linares. Pitch to Nathan Church, the next batter. He takes a high strike. It's 0-1. In place tonight, the challenge system. Sam Carey, the plate umpire, calling the balls and strikes himself. Teams have the ability to challenge set calls. The 0-1 pitch, swung on, lifted, foul down the left field line. Warren Eubanks is the plate umpire. Last night's challenge system saw the Marauders challenge a couple of pitch calls successfully. Cardinals, meanwhile, no such luck. They had three unsuccessful challenges. Here's the set, the 0-2 pitch to Church. Swing and a miss, he got him, strike three. Couple of strikeouts sandwiched around a one-out walk by Linares, and they're two away for the Cardinals here in the first inning. Another look at that last pitch, and off-speed offering just above the zone. Church unable to take advantage of it. Now the slugging left-handed hitter, Thomas Francisco. The pitch taken low and inside. Give you the numbers on the pregame show for Linares over his last five outings. 1.80 ERA, 1.12 whip. Brody Moore, the runner on first. Dixon holding him on, the 1-0 pitch. And it's taken for strike one on the outside corner. Marauders wearing the home whites tonight on this Friday evening. Palm Beach goes with the navy blue tops and the road gray pants here at Leacom Park. The 1-1, way outside. Those navy blue tops for the Beach Birds, I believe, were brand new to the set just last year. Pretty sharp look, especially on the road here. The 2-1 pitch, swung on and drilled deep to right field. Josiah Dixon going back, looking up, his ball's off the wall. Dixon plays it cleanly off the wall and being held up at third base, the leading runner Brody Moore, and it turns into just a long single off the wall by Thomas Francisco. Heck of a job by Josiah Dixon, playing that carom perfectly and then turning and instantly getting it in toward the infield, so it's runners on the corners with two outs, an early threat for the Cardinals. Pitch by Linares. Middle of the plate, down in the zone. And Francisco throughout this series has shown the ability to hit those pitches down. First and third, two away. Here's Elijah Cabell. First pitch crowds him high and inside. Cabell barely moving a muscle. Linares trying to escape the jam here in the first inning. The 1-0. That's taken for a high strike. One ball, one strike. Has certainly been a favorable top portion of the zone by Sam Carey, the plate umpire. Those are the high socks worn by Brody Moore, the runner on third base. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. Hendry keeps it close. Nice knockdown in the dirt. In many ways, these Palm Beach Cardinals uniforms mirror those of the parent club, the St. Louis Cardinals. Those who choose to show the high socks, they're red socks with alternating white and navy blue stripes around the calf area. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Linares going fastball that time for strike two. Big right-hander, 6'5", 226 pounds. Imposing presence on the hill, one strike away from escaping a jam here in the first inning. Trying to keep this game scoreless. Linares sets above the belt. His 2-2 pitch is swung on and lifted to right center field. Right fielder Josiah Dixon over toward the gap. This one has some carry, and this ball is caught on a leap in the wall by the center fielder Campagna. Oh, baby, what a catch. The inning is over. Sergio Campagna takes away extra bases, perhaps a home run, as this inning comes to a close, and the Cardinals strand two. We head to the bottom of the first. No score at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Scorching hot, Sung Che Chang will lead off for the Marauders in the bottom of the first inning. Welcome you back to Lecom Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you tonight. Sung Che Chang, a six-game hit streak during which he is batting .458. He'll go up against the effective right-hander, Yoenael Dominguez. 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Shows the high red socks with the horizontal stripes around the calf. His windup and first pitch of his evening. Take in a little high by Chang for ball one. .458 batting average and a 1.234 OPS for Chang during his active hit streak. The 1-0 left-handed batter swings and lifts it down the left field line toward the corner. Church has a beat on it, and he reaches up and makes the catch, one away. Let's meet the Palm Beach defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Nathan Church, Victor Scott, and Chris Rotondo. Around the horn on the infield, we see third baseman Michael Chiarelli. Shortstop is Jeremy Rivas. The second baseman is Brody Moore. First baseman is Thomas Francisco, and doing the catching, Leonardo Bernal. There's your defensive alignment on your screen for those watching on MLB TV tonight. First pitch high and inside now to Sergio Campagna, two-hole hitter for Bradenton. Campagna settling into a nice niche here as the two-hole hitter after spending a good chunk of the summer in the cleanup spot. Here's the 1-0. Campagna takes just outside for ball two. That improved discipline for Campagna as the season has gone on has been one of his major keys to success. Working quickly, Dominguez the 2-0. Campagna swings and drills it deep to left field. Church going back, reaches up, gets twisted around. He can't make the catch. Campagna wants two. Throw to the cutoff man. Relay throw to second, not in time. Sergio Campagna gets two bags out of it on the line drive, misplayed in left field by Church. Another look at it. Campagna absolutely smoking that high line drive to left field, and Church got all sorts of twisted around. And that ball clank off his glove. A good quick recovery to get it toward the infield. But Sergio Campagna has been awarded a double. So one out double, and here is Tress Gonzalez. Georgia Tech product. That Campagna hit 107 on the exit velo off the bat. Impressive. Pitch to Gonzalez, lefty batter, takes low and inside, almost hits him in the foot. Pirates made Gonzalez their fifth-round draft pick this year out of Georgia Tech. Atlanta native in search of his first hit as a professional. Where's the black number 27 outlined in gold on the back of the white jersey? Swaying gently at the plate as he waits. Ryander Dominguez checks second. Campagna into his lead. The 1-0 pitch is just high to Gonzalez for ball two. Clouds starting to overtake the sun now. As those stark gray masses of clouds from beyond right field are coming a little closer to Lecon Park here. The 2-0. Gonzalez swings and lines it to left center field. It's a base hit. Campagna into third. Gustavo Omana waving him home. Campagna scores standing up. How about it? Tress Gonzalez. First hit as a professional brings home a run. And it's 1-0 Marauders here in the first inning. Tress Gonzalez on first base. Looks like he's taking it in stride, but on the inside, you have to imagine he is jumping up and down. First hit as a professional for Tress Gonzalez. Comes in a Marauders uniform, and here's Jack Brannigan, drafted just two rounds ahead of Gonzalez. Notre Dame product, our pregame guest tonight. Righty on righty, Dominguez with the pitch, and Brannigan takes a hair outside for ball one. Bradenton 1, Palm Beach nothing beneath suddenly cloudy skies. Marauders enter this game first place in the FSL West Division. The 1-0. Breaking ball taken for a strike by Brannigan. First four games at the single-A level, Brannigan is batting .429. One home run, three runs batted in. Set at the belt is Dominguez. And the 1-1. Breaking ball low and outside. Squirts out of the glove of Bernal. Gonzalez up to second base on the pass ball. Nice read by Tress Gonzalez. He moves into scoring position. Gonzalez has those wheels. Jack Brannigan trying to bring him home and stretch this early Marauders lead to two. Second baseman Moore creeping close to the bag. No pickoff coming. The pitch, 2-1, swung on, bounce to first, and stopped by Francisco. He gloves it cleanly, steps on first himself for the second out, and up to third base on the play goes Gonzalez. That'll bring up Wyatt Hendry. Even though the batting average here in the month of August doesn't jump out at you, batting right at the Mendoza line, 200. He's got a .346 OBP here in August. A man on third, two outs. Here's the pitch by Dominguez. Hendry swings and whacks it deep to center field. Scott turning and running. This ball is over his head and off the base of the wall. Scoring from third is Gonzalez. Into second with an RBI double. Wyatt Hendry. 2-0. Bradenton leads. Marauders taking full advantage here in the first inning with men in scoring position. And a nice early rally getting the juices flowing for the crowd here on this Friday. Hendry taking a pitch right out over the inside corner of the plate. All the way to the base of the wall, right at the 400 marker in dead center field. Now here's Bubba Chandler, left-handed hitter here against the righty pitcher. The toss. Chandler takes up and away for ball one. Marauders offense fell into a bit of a midsummer slump a while back. As of lately, though, these bats really come into life. They feed off each other. Henry on second following his RBI double. Here's the pitch to Chandler. The 1-0 pitch is a tad inside. Challenge coming from Palm Beach. Sam Carey turns to the booth. And this call is upheld. So it remains ball two on Bubba Chandler. That already is one unsuccessful challenge used by the Cardinals. Beneath the cloudy skies, the lights are now on here at Lee Combe. The 2-0. Swing and a foul back. Right as that pitch came, the catcher Bernal popping up out of his crouch, putting himself in a position to throw. Keeping an eye on Hendry, the runner on second base, sharing a brief little chuckle with Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop. Two nothing Marauders lead here in the first inning. RBI single Tres Gonzalez, RBI double Wyatt Hendry. Time called here. And a pitch clock violation. Called on the right-hander, Yonael Dominguez, so that makes the count 3-1 on the automatic ball. Bubba Chandler has hit safely in three straight games, trying to make it four, looking to knock home a run here in the first. The 3-1 swings and misses for strike two. Not a bad pitch to go for. That looks to be right around that outside corner. Now the set by Yonael Dominguez. 3-2 pitch. Chandler swings, and it's a flare left center field. It falls for a hit. Hendry around third. He's coming in to score. RBI single by Bubba Chandler, and a three-run first inning for the Marauders. Bubba Chandler brings home his seventh run batted in at the single-A level, and it didn't take much. Just a little blooper into left center field. That is three run-scoring hits for the Marauders. Timeout called now. And here comes the pitching coach, Giovanni Carrara, former big league right-hander, out for a mound visit. Never what you like to see. First inning mound visit for your starter. All four Palm Beach infielders joining the conversation. And by the way, there's not yet anybody so much as stirring in the Palm Beach bullpen in left field. We are, by the way, celebrating First Responders Appreciation Night tonight. Celebrate and recognize and honor all EMTs, paramedics, law enforcement, firefighters for all they do for us day in and day out. We'll have a special guest on the air with us next half inning, so do encourage you to stay tuned for that here on this Friday. Mound meeting over, Yonael Dominguez will go back to work. He will face Brendan Dixon next. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. Dixon takes a strike right around letter high. Dixon, a solo shot to left field in last night's game. Sixth inning, home run. 0-1. Dixon takes low and outside. Bradenton 3, Palm Beach nothing. Still in the home half of the first inning. Dominguez tosses the 1-1. Dixon takes a slow, spinning breaking ball outside for ball two. Now the command starting to waver for Yonael Dominguez. 21 pitches, only 10 for strikes here in this first inning. 2-1 pitch. Swung on line softly to right field. Rotondo moving back. This ball carrying a bit, but Rotondo makes the catch. And the inning is over, but three men cross the plate for the Marauders. We'll be right back for the second inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Combe Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Combe Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Back here at Leacom Park, it's a 3-0 Marauders lead over Palm Beach and a first pitch strike. Delivered by Valentin Linares, 0-1 the count, and we have a very special guest in the booth now, Captain Brian Thiers of the Bradenton Police Department. Captain Thiers, welcome.
All right, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Next pitch is strike from Linares, 0-2 the count. So as we celebrate First Responders Appreciation Night tonight, give us a little bit of the background. How long have you served with the Bradenton Police Department, and what exactly does your particular role entail within the department?
Sure, about to start my 23rd year with Bradenton. Currently, I'm the captain of administrative services, which encompasses pretty much everything civilian-related, so crime scene investigations, records, property and evidence, building maintenance, fleet, uniform storage, everything but the field of law enforcement, the support service side of it.
Okay, so as we see a strikeout here by Valentin Linares for the first out of the inning, was that always sort of your specific aim within law enforcement, or were your original aims different?
No, I'm fortunate to work for a chief who likes to have multi-purpose people, so I've spent time in criminal investigations, patrol, and now here. I've actually done all three divisions without an apartment.
So 23 years in the Bradenton Police Department, and born and raised here in Manatee County.
Born and raised, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of a rare breed.
Absolutely. A lot of transplants coming in the area, especially over the last few years. We talked about off-air before this half inning. Visiting with Captain Brian Thiers of the Bradenton Police Department here on First Responders Appreciation Night on this Friday at Leacom. Valentin Linares, the 1-1 pitch of Jeremy Rivas, swung on, foul back in the count, 1-2. What inspired you to pursue a career in law enforcement in the first place?
I was in college, business administration track. I had a friend from high school who was dating a deputy at the time, and we became friends just, you know, throughout the weekends, and I did a ride-along with him, and the rest is history.
Bouncing ball to second baseman Marcos. He grabs it, tosses it to first base in time for a quick out number two. They're trying to rush you out of here. So
that's okay. That's okay. No, this is a good thing. Best job I've ever had. So I've loved it since the moment I got into it.
Wonderful. Two outs for Palm Beach here in the visitors' half of the second inning. The Marauders leading the Cardinals by a score of 3-0. Michael Chiarelli steps in next and looks at one low for a ball one. So in case there are any listeners or viewers joining us tonight, Captain Thiers, what are some attributes that you recommend, or skills, I guess I should say, also, that you recommend folks should have if they're looking for a career in law enforcement?
Definitely, you know, do the ride-along programs. People, you know, go see what we do. You have to understand something. Law enforcement is a 24/7 operation. I think a lot of people get into this job thinking it's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. It's not. Weekends, holidays. So make sure your family support system is in place. And then just be a person of character. Be a person that's honest and trustworthy. And no matter what you do, no matter what field you land in, but especially in law enforcement, enjoy it, love it from the minute you get there to the end. I always tell, you know, new recruits, you're not going to change the world throughout the career. However, if you make a difference in one person's life, you've done good.
Good things to keep in mind as we see a strikeout ending the inning. Captain Thiers, we thank you so much for joining us tonight here on the air. Thank you for serving this community.
Thank you very much.
This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Marauders.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
A 3-0 Marauders lead here at Lecomp Park over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Norquise Marcos leads the way, swinging a line shot to third base, caught on a collapsing backhand grab by Michael Chiarelli. One pitch and one gone for the home team here in the second inning. So a 3-0 Bradenton lead, and we had the absolute pleasure of visiting with Captain Brian Thiers of the Bradenton Police Department last half inning as we honor all first responders here on First Responders Appreciation Night at Lecomp Park. First pitch now to Josiah Dixon in there for a strike. Working quickly, Yonael Dominguez. Next pitch, a breaking ball for strike two. Captain Brian Thiers, a 23-year veteran of the Bradenton PD. So we thank him once again for his time in joining us here on the air. One ball, two strikes. Another one misses high here to Dixon. Working swiftly. The right-hander's 1-2. Breaking ball. Swung on. Chopped foul. Dixon stays in there. Gray clouds all over the ballpark, but folks enjoying this Friday. Everyone's staying dry. The 1-2 pitch. High and inside. And that errant breaking ball clips Josiah Dixon in the back. Just a little glancing blow. So the Speed Demon heads on down to first base on the one-out hit-by pitch. Another look at that last offering. Curveball there from Dominguez. Not at all happy with that result. Now it's Sung Che Chang, a fly out to left field to open his evening. Bradenton 3, Palm Beach nothing, bottom of the second. The pitch low and inside, and Chang watches this one skip by the catcher Bernal. That'll get Josiah Dixon up to second base. Now a throw behind the runner. Dixon is hung up between second and third. Third baseman Chiarelli has the ball, trying to chase him down. Throw to the shortstop, Moore, and Moore makes the tag onto Josiah Dixon. Hung out to dry there in no man's land as Dixon made a daring decision out on the base paths. A wide turn around second base, and the catcher Bernal's throw to second maybe caught him a little bit by surprise. So that erases a one-out base runner for the Marauders. Two gone now. And Yonael Dominguez will get to face Chang with the bases empty now. His windup and the 1-0 offering. Chang lays off low and outside. We do hope you stay tuned for the rest of the night. We have another special guest set to join us in a couple of innings. 2-0 pitch. Misses high for ball three. Our front office Friday tradition continues. We'll let this one be a surprise. 3-0 from the righty. Too high to Chang. He lost him. A four-pitch walk. Now Sergio Campagna with his second at-bat in as many innings. For those keeping track at home, by the way, that Josiah Dixon scoring play took second on a wild pitch and then thrown out between second and third base. That scoring play 2-6-4. The stretch and the pitch. Big curveball drops into the zone for a strike. Campagna wants to challenge it. Sam Carey with a turn toward the booth and the call. Overturned. Ball one. The Marauders have been really, really good in their decisions at challenging ball and strike calls lately. Righty on righty, two outs. Chang on first base. The pitch, take in a fastball strike. On first base, Chang, 22 of 27 in stolen bases this year. The 1-1. Fastball there for strike two on Campagna. And he's going to challenge this one. Late decision there. Sam Carey motions to the booth, and this call is upheld, so the Marauders lose a challenge for the first time tonight. Dominguez ready on the bump. Here's his 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and Campagna down on strikes. We're through two innings here at Lecomp Park. The Marauders 3, The Cardinals, nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Skies up above right field and center field, not looking pretty here in Bradenton. We play on, though. 3-0 Marauders lead behind right-hander Valentin Linares, his 16th start of this 2022 season. Linares already earning 4 strikeouts over his first 2 innings of work. He faces switch hitting catcher Leonardo Bernal, wind up in the pitch, and the switch hitter batting left-handed takes low and inside for ball one. Spencer Smith with you from Leacom Park tonight. We welcome any Palm Beach Cardinals fans listening in this evening as the Cardinals don't travel a broadcaster. The 1-0 pitch. That's in there. The knees for a strike. Cardinals still holding first place in the East Division, and they still have 2 games of clearance over second place St. Lucie out in the East. 1-1. Inside corner. Spotted nicely from Linares for strike 2. The Cardinals, after a bumpy first half, able to turn things around so far in the second half. 1-2 pitches swung on, bounce past the mound. Second baseman Marcos backhands, sets his feet, throws to first in plenty of time. And gets the out of Bernal, one away here in the third. Back to the top now with Victor Scott. We've seen Scott on numerous occasions this series show bunt, and he's certainly capable of dropping down a bunt hit. Pitch, not showing bunt here. He takes low. And in anticipation of that possible bunt, third baseman Brannigan playing way in, right on the edge of the grass. Dixon at first base, similar positioning, the 1-0. Taken for strike one. Marauders leading 3-0. Visitors half of the third inning. All 3 of those runs coming in the first for the Marauders. Linares rocks and deals, 1-1. Taken low and inside. Victor Scott out of suburban Atlanta. 2-1. Swings and grounds one hard. Base hit past the diving first baseman Dixon. This is down the right field line, and Scott wants 2. Josiah Dixon up with the ball and throws it into the cutoff man Marcos. And it's an easy stand-up double for Victor Scott. Well, that stretches the on-base streak a game further. Scott has now reached base safely in 11 consecutive games to begin his time at single A. Linares with a 3-run cushion behind him. Working with a runner in scoring position here as Brody Moore steps to the plate. A 7-pitch walk his first time. The toss. Swinging at a ball punched foul near the handle of the bat. No runs, 2 hits for the Cardinals. 3 runs, 4 hits for the Marauders. 4th game of the 6-game series. Bradenton leading the series 2-1. The 0-1 runner breaking for third. Pitch low. Hendry's throw to third. Brannigan's tag. Not in time. A collision there accidentally as Victor Scott came in hard with a head first slide. And a nice show of sportsmanship there as Scott, with one knee down the bag, extends his right hand and helps Brannigan up to his feet. Very kind gesture there by Victor Scott. And you got to admire both that speed and that jump. Oof. Scott ramming right into the leg there of Brannigan. But all seems to be well. The next pitch misses from Linares. Pretty close. The count is 2-1 on Brody Moore, a man on third with one out. Linares, the pitch. Taken low for ball three. Just below the knees. Pitch count over 50 for Linares. The 3-1. Swing and a foul tip into Hendry's mitt for strike two. Yes, it is also Paws and Claws night here at Lacombe Park. Lots of folks bringing their pooches to the park tonight. 3-2, Moore swings and misses, strike three, fastball below the zone. Tag applied by Wyatt Hendry's, that pitch skipped in the dirt, and there are two away here in the third for Palm Beach. Brody Moore frustrated with himself as he spins away from home plate and leaves. Some wicked stuff from Linares, five strikeouts as he is only 2 2/3 innings deep into this one. Now Nathan Church, a good contact hitter from the left side, gets the opportunity with a runner on third, two outs. The pitch. Take in on the inside corner for a strike and at the knees. Church gently kicking some dirt around the batter's box. Not caring for the call, but not arguing it. Also deciding not to challenge it. 0-1, here's pitch number two. Swung on, lifted to right field. Over to his right, a couple of steps. Josiah Dixon sizes it up, and he makes the routine catch. Inning over, Palm Beach leaves a man stranded on third. We are through 2.5 here in Bradenton. Still a 3-0 Marauders lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, the Marauders still leading Palm Beach 3-0 here at the bottom of the third inning. Tress Gonzalez, Georgia State product, up to lead things off for the home club. And the first pitch to Gonzalez, low and outside for ball one. Spencer Smith back with you on this fine Friday evening at Lecombe Park. Gonzalez, an RBI single to left center, his first time up tonight. The 1-0, he takes high for ball two. That Gonzalez RBI single, the first of a three-run rally for Bradenton. 2-0 coming. He's plunked by that one right in the thigh. And seemingly painlessly, Gonzalez quickly jogs up to first base. Leadoff hit by pitch, the last thing that Yonael Dominguez wanted there. Looks like that pitch hit Gonzalez just above that right knee. That brings up Jack Brannigan. Grounded out hard to the first baseman, unassisted his first time up. Bradenton on top by three. Here's the pitch by the right-hander. Breaking ball, cranked down the left field line, but pulled foul. That one lands onto the roof of the visiting clubhouse all the way out in that left field corner. That's a long poke. Third round pick by the Pirates this year out of Notre Dame. Brannigan, our pregame guest tonight, kindly offering up a few minutes of his time for that chat. The 0-1. Brannigan swings and lifts it to right field. Over toward the corner, Rotondo. He has some room to work, and inside fair ground, he makes the catch just inside the chalk line. for the first out of the third inning. Wyatt Hendry to the plate next. Hendry, 3-for-7 so far in this series, swinging the bat well this week. Stroked a triple in last night's game. The offering. There's a swing and a drive out to deep left center field by Hendry. Center fielder Scott moving over into the gap, and left fielder Church converges with him, and Church making the catch and quickly getting it back to the infield for the second out of the inning. That ball looked and sounded better off the bat than it ended up. Let's see if Bubba Chandler can collect a multi-hit game here. An RBI single on a soft blooper into left center in his first at-bat. Part of that three-run Marauders rally. And hold on a second. Timeout called, and it appears the baseball has come loose from the boardwalk out in left center. Center fielder Victor Scott hustling over and returning it up to those fans. Marauders 3, Cardinals nothing, bottom of the third inning at Lecom Park. Dominguez with the stretch, and he deals. Chandler swings and pops it up. It's towards shallow center field. Shortstop Rivas out. He wants it, says he's got it, and he makes the catch off to his left. Inning over, the Marauders get nothing and leave a man stranded here in the third. On to the fourth here at Lecom, Marauders lead by 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park as we make our way to the fourth inning. Spencer Smith back with you on this Friday night at Lecom Park. Overcast skies, but the Marauders working with a 3-0 lead. And it looks like for the second time a ball's gotten loose on the field from the boardwalk. So nice little welcome into the booth there for you.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Tyler Gray, hey, welcome.
How we doing? Thank you.
Doing all right. So Front Office Friday continues, our tradition that happens every homestand, almost said weekly, but not quite weekly. We're not at home every week. The first pitch, strike to Thomas Francisco. So for the fans at home, Tyler Gray, our coordinator of ticket operations here at the Marauders and at Lecom Park. So Tyler, about a little introduction to what exactly your job duties entail and what a typical day looks like for you.
Well, Spencer, you know, I wear many hats here at Lecom Park, but, you know, typical day for me here, you know, we run the box office down there, so any kind of orders that come in through, we take care of that. We deal with all the season ticket orders we have here. Really, anything ticket-wise, it's going to go through my hands. Like to help out in any way I can, so, you know, we touch every single part of the park here.
Pitch misses low and inside. Thomas Francisco visiting with Tyler Gray, our esteemed coordinator of ticket operations here at the Marauders. Next pitch to Francisco, popped up third base side. Over toward it goes Jack Brannigan. This one gets out of play. Two balls and two strikes, and while you have spent a little bit of time up here, Tyler, over the past few homestands, this isn't typically your vantage point during a game. You're usually like many of our staff members down below mingling with folks.
Yes, definitely, yeah. It's nice to, you know, come up here, take the view from a different spot, now rather than walking around, seeing it.
Bouncing ball hit to second. Norquise Marcos has it. Quickly tosses to first in time for out number one. So in terms of the day-to-day stuff, you know, as are many roles here throughout minor league baseball, regardless of what role a staff member serves, you have to wear a lot of hats. You have to handle a lot of different duties and a lot of different areas of operations daily here for each home game. For anyone listening or watching tonight who's maybe looking to get into working in minor league baseball or working in sports in general, especially on the ticketing operations side, what sorts of avenues would you recommend, or maybe any sort of general advice you'd have for them?
Definitely, yeah. So I actually did not get a degree in sports management at all. I, you know, went totally separate route and kind of just fell backwards into this position. But I would say, you know, whatever opportunity you get, just go ahead and take that, whether it's, you know, an internship or just kind of like a part-time position. Whatever you can do to get your foot in the door, and then everybody's always looking for help. They're always willing to, you know, promote the right people, get them in the right positions there.
Build onward and upward from there, right?
Most definitely.
3-0 Marauders lead as we mark in the top of the fourth inning. Valentin Linares working through 3 1/3 scoreless so far. Elijah Cabell takes low and outside for ball 2-2-1. And Tyler, you've been working with the Marauders for how long, for those unfamiliar with your face around these parts?
So I've been here part-time since 2019. Last year, first season as a full-time. So,
2 balls and 2 strikes as Elijah Cabell bounces that one foul. Florida State product, and I think for the Florida-born and raised boy here, I think the fans have to know where your allegiances lie for the local sports scene here.
Wow. I don't know if you want to put me on the spot like that. I mean, obviously, you know, deep down, got to love the Pirates, but, you know, the Rays are always a team you got to love. If we're going football, which, you know, you always got to go football, the Bucks are my number one. Shout out to my number one, Tom Brady.
Absolutely. Salute the legend as Elijah Cabell goes down on strikes on an awkward-looking swing. Valentin Linares steals a Chris Rotundo, swinging a foul straight back. And, Tyler, I have to say that one of the main regrets I have here is that we have this protective screen in front of us here in the booth, and, yes, that protects us, staff here in the booth, that protects all our valuable equipment, but as a swing and a miss makes it 0-2 here, I really don't appreciate the fact that we missed out on the opportunity for potential staff members joining me here on the air for these Front Office Fridays to potentially make a catch as we see a swing and a miss, strike three. Tyler, how about another half inning? They rushed you out of here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Tyler Gray, our coordinator of ticket operations, will rejoin us for another half inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Lively Friday night rolls on here at Lecon Park. We are moving to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 Marauders lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals. And Brendan Dixon gets the Marauders started this time around. Right-hander Yonael Dominguez winds and tosses, and the first pitch misses high for ball one. Well, we stick here in the booth with Marauders coordinator of ticket operations, Tyler Gray. And, Tyler, we spoke about all sorts of different facets of your job here and your day-to-day duties here with the team. And we were actually talking just before the break about some of your sports teams that you grew up rooting for.
We
arrived at that by looking at Elijah Cabell, Florida State product, who plays for Palm Beach. 1-1 foul back by Dixon. 1-2. This is your chance to make friends and possibly enemies at the same time. Who are the college programs that you root for?
Really worried about this one. So obviously, we got to go University of Florida. Go Gators. You know, nothing better than a game at the Swamp. Got to love that. You know, you got to Florida State. You can watch them too.
Dominguez the 1-2. That's grounded foul, first base side. Okay, so there you have it. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
1-2 on Brendan Dixon. Marauders leading this game 3-0. And now Dixon calls time. So, Tyler, we have the opportunity to stick with us here for a second half inning. We have the chance to dig a little bit deeper now.
Oh, boy. Lay it on me.
And we'll get to that right after the Dominguez 1-2 offering. He delivers, and Dixon swings through a breaking ball for strike three. And down he goes for the second time tonight. One away for the Marauders. Okay, so many of our fans who follow us on social media, the Marauders' Facebook account, Instagram account, we have what's known as the Marauders Minute.
Oh boy.
And yours was featured very recently. And for for those unfamiliar with the Marauders Minute, Norkey's Marcos bunts one third base side, picked up by Dominguez, throw to first, not in time. And a bunt single there by Marcos with one out in the fourth inning for the Marauders here. For those unfamiliar, the Marauders Minute is basically a social media feature for each Marauders staff member that has been done throughout the past several months. Yours is featured recently, and it basically consists of walking around the ballpark, usually in the realms of the ballpark that pertain to one's responsibilities. In my case, mine was here in the broadcast booth. Yours was, you know, a lot in the down the box office downstairs, right, and some down the stands. I have to say, your ability to clone yourself, there were five of you in one shot.
There were.
I need to know your secret.
So, my biggest shout-out for that is, you know, being here for so long, they actually have to keep clones of you here. Pull a couple out of the closet, just kind of, that Pirates magic.
And that was centered around the five-game flex pack.
It was.
Portion of the Marauders Minute. Runner goes here, lone outside the pitch, misses, gets through Bernal. Norkey's Marcos flops into second with a head-first dive. So he's up there with one away. And okay, so bottom line, you don't have to share it on the air, but I need to know at some point tonight your secret for cloning yourself, because I would get so much more done through the course of a day.
You would, actually. You know, you probably wouldn't be sweating up here so much. You get, more done. You have, Spencer number two over here calling a game.
Okay. That might be a little freaky for some fans looking at two of me. The 1-1 pitch, and that's loan outside of Josiah Dixon.
You get double the fun, double the Spencer.
That's right. Okay. That's a more positive angle on it. I like it. 3-0 Bradenton lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tyler Gray, coordinator of ticket operations here with the Marauders, our guest here on the air. Long pause by Dominguez and the pitch. Breaking ball caught on a miss for strike two on to Josiah Dixon. So I guess we should dig into a little bit of your roots, if you will, in deciding to work in sports in the first place. What was your initial inspiration to get into this business?
You know, so I initially got – so my degree is in hospitality management. So I initially went the hotel route, and I kind of just fell backwards, like I said earlier, into this. Just kind of came in, found a job in tickets, took off from there, and kind of fell in love with it.
Love for sports surely helped, I think.
It did.
I would suspect. Okay, yeah. Wild pitch allows Norkey's Marcos to move up to third base here. Now the infield up for Josiah Dixon. One out for Bradenton as they threaten to stretch their lead to 4-0. Yonel Dominguez looking in for the signal. Hands together the belt, and here we go, the 3-2. Dixon plunked for the second time tonight. Curveball gets away from Dominguez, and Dixon heads down to first base. And, Tyler, I don't know how long, if for any time, you played baseball growing up, but that's got to say that's one part that I don't miss. My position is up here in the booth.
Did
for good.
Did not play baseball, played football, but, you know, there's comparisons between the two.
First and third with one out for Sung Che Chang. And the Marauders piecing together a big threat now, already leading 3-0. Chang looking to stretch his hit streak to 7 straight games. Dominguez the pitch, and Chang swings and lifts it deep to center field. Turning and running, Scott, he is underneath it. Both men tagging. Here's a throw. It's in towards second base, and the throw on a bounce to the shortstop. Sack fly to center by Chang. Marauders get it, make it a 4-0 lead. And up to second base goes Josiah Dixon. Well, I think now that you've gotten almost a full inning of work here on the air with me, Tyler. I think you just volunteered yourself for some color commentator duty. I think you've gotten your feet enough by this point, haven't you?
I don't know if you want to, like, sign me up for that right now or, like, how we go about that, but I'm game for it.
2 outs for Sergio Campagna. 4-0. Marauders lead the Cardinals thanks to the Sung Che Chang sack fly just now. Medium-sized lead off of second by Dixon, and Dominguez has been called for a balk. So up to third base goes Josiah Dixon. Oh, with the way the Marauders are scoring, might as well keep you up here the rest of the night.
I know. I'm interested to see the metrics, you know, when we're done, to see where the bump in numbers came when I got on and when I get off.
I would assume that it correlates very heavily.
Probably.
In a positive way. Campagna at the plate, 2 outs, a man on third. Pitch taken a little too high for ball one. And we also have to dig into another side of your day-to-day as we see some action in the Palm Beach bullpen with the right-hander tossing. When it comes to going about your duties on any given game day, 1-0 pitch, Campagna pops it foul. What is the most gratifying or fulfilling part of this job for you on any average day?
Solid question. I would say, you know, definitely being up in the box office, you know, being able to see, you know, you get kids up there, whether it's their first game or being able to give them, like, a first game certificate. You get catch a foul ball, give them a foul ball. Just being able to, like, put a smile on a kid's face, being able to, you know, touch every single person as they come through.
2 balls and 1 strike, and that's what it's all about here, creating memories, right?
Most definitely.
Never know who's experiencing a game here at Lee-Com for the first time. Marauders trying to add on to a 4-0 lead now with the man on third, 2 outs. And the pitch to Campagna, breaking ball in there for strike two. And from my vantage point, I just have to say, Tyler, that every night I see a foul ball go off on the first base side and out toward the fan plaza. You see half a dozen kids at least just go sprinting out that tunnel all the way to chase that foul ball. 2-2, Campagna swings and rolls one to short. Should be an easy one for Rivas. He grabs it, throws to first in time. Inning over, Tyler Gray, coordinator of ticket operations. Thank you so much for joining us here on the air tonight. It's been a pleasure, my man.
Thank you for having me.
That was Tyler Gray. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lee-Com Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee-Com Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Paws and Claws night here at Lee-Com Park. Lots of fans bringing their dogs to the game this Friday evening. Welcome back in Lee-Com Park. Spencer Smith with you as Jeremy Rivas grounds a first pitch to short. And that's scooped up by Sung Che Chang. Overhand toss to first. A long one, but in plenty of time. One pitch and one gone here in the top of the fifth for Palm Beach. Had a nice on-air chat the last couple of half innings with Marauders coordinator of ticket operations, Tyler Gray, Florida born and raised. Meanwhile, Valentin Linares turning in one heck of a performance on the mound tonight for the Marauders. First pitch to Michael Chiarelli. Misses low for ball one. Linares has already matched his season high with 7 strikeouts tonight. In his first 4 innings, 1-0 pitch, low 2-0. Total so far for Linares, 4 1/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. The 2-0. Swung on and cranked deep to right field. Back on it goes Josiah Dixon, and he makes the catch basket style. Right up at belt height near the warning track for the second out here in the fifth. Leonardo Bernal is next up. Seven in a row retired by Valentin Linares. He winds and deals. Bernal, left-handed batter, swings and fouls it back. Switch hitter is hit left-handed, of course, against the right-hander. Reaches first two ABs tonight. Bernal grounded one to the second baseman his first time up. 0-1. Bernal takes in the dirt. Although the pitch count has not been as efficient as Linares surely would like, it hasn't been bad, number one. And number two is the 1-1. Cracked bat, bouncer up the middle. Shortstop Chang fields it. Throw to first in time. And it's a 3-up, 3-down fifth inning. We'll hold that thought for later as Valentin Linares is cruising through five scoreless. 4-0 Bradenton here at Lecompte Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecompte Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecompte Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Three, four, five in the order for the Marauders here in the bottom of the fifth inning at Lecompte Park. Tres Gonzalez leads the way and takes a fastball strike from Palm Beach right-hander Yonael Dominguez. Fast worker since the beginning tonight. Dominguez, next pitch, swung on, lifted to right center by Gonzalez. Coming in on it, the right fielder Rotondo. He puts it away with a relatively routine catch. One away for Bradenton. Well, folks, the homestand continues here tomorrow at Lecompte Park. Another 6:30 game with the Palm Beach Cardinals in town the rest of the way this weekend. We will be celebrating Space Night tomorrow here at Lecompte. Partnering with the Bishop Museum, just located down the road in downtown Bradenton. Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, one of our proud community partners. We'll be putting together a special activity for Kids Club members tomorrow. Jack Brannigan swings and pops one up, shallow right field. Second baseman Moore out, right fielder Rotondo in. Rotondo calls off Moore, and back-to-back putouts by the Cardinals' right fielder. Two outs for the Marauders. That brings up Wyatt Hendry. The windup, and Dominguez the pitch. Hendry takes one in on the inside corner for a strike. Hendry put a nice swing on one last time up, but resulted in a fly out to left center. 0-1. Curveball high and outside. Hendry's first time up this evening. An RBI double in the first inning. Right off the base of the center field wall, part of a three-run Bradenton rally. 1-1. Just misses. Marauders three runs in the first, one run added on in the fourth inning. Sung Che Ching with a sack fly. Now the 2-1. high and inside. That pitch misses Hendry's dome by a good few inches. Another look at that fastball. Oh, actually a little closer to the shoulder there. Still not a comfortable experience for a batter with that fastball incoming. 3-1. Hendry swings and pounds it into the ground. Foul. And Gustavo Omanya, as he's done so many times this season, showing off those slick hands down the third base coaching box. The beaming smile there. Gustavo sliding that one under the net to a couple of young fans. Wyatt Hendry draws ball four here. Two-out walk, and the Marauders have yet to go down in order in a single inning tonight. Now Bubba Chandler is sporting the war paint eye black on his cheeks tonight. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Dominguez with the pitch. Chandler looks at a strike. No runs, two hits for Palm Beach. Four runs, five hits for the Marauders. No errors by either team so far. Dominguez a long pause, now the 0-1. Chandler looks at strike two on the outside corner. Wyatt Hendry on first base. Not a huge speed merchant, but a good athlete, capable base runner. Extending his lead slightly, Francisco holding him on. The 0-2, Chandler swings and misses. He's gone on a high fastball. The inning is over. Marauders lead 4-0, heading to the sixth inning here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Howdy Friday, fun for all here at Leecom Park in Bradenton. The Marauders 4, the Palm Beach Cardinals nothing. Heading into the sixth inning, Valentin Linares dealing through 5 scoreless innings. Winds up and offers to Victor Scott, who takes underneath the hands for ball one high and inside. Top of the order here for Palm Beach, Victor Scott, Brody Moore, Nathan Church. The 1-0. Scott takes a strike on the fastball. One ball, one strike, so Valentin Linares, 8 in a row retired. Following a double by Scott in the third inning, that is one of just 2 hits for the Cardinals. 1-1. Taken for strike 2. Linares just peppering all quadrants of the strike zone. With pitches of all varieties here, 1-2. He gets the signal from Hendry. Rocks and fires the 1-2. Taken just outside, maybe high. And the count evens up at 2-2. Only other hit for Palm Beach, a Thomas Francisco single back in the first inning. Here's the 2-2. Backdoor breaker. Oh, man, that just missed. 3-2. Sharp eye by Victor Scott. Nothing new for him. He has drawn 8 walks in his first 10 games with the Cardinals. 3-2 pitch from the right-hander. Swung on, fought off, foul behind home plate. Will do it again. The Marauders look to extend their series advantage to 3-1. Also looking to maintain hold on first place in the FSL West. 3-2 again is taken for strike 3 on the outside corner, and Scott quickly has to challenge it. This call is overturned for ball 4, and a bewildered Valentin Linares and Marauders infield will watch Victor Scott trot up to first base on the walk. Another look at that pitch, and yeah, looking at the replay on our center field camera angle, that pitch did indeed miss that outside corner by a few inches. So Victor Scott, a leadoff walk here in the sixth. Here's Brody Moore from the right side. The pitch takes at the knees, outside corner. Strike 1 from Linares. Looking at the right-hander's pitch count now. Pick off to first base, and Scott dives back safely. 82 pitches thrown by Valentin Linares. 50 of them for strikes, and ambulance making its way outside the ballpark there. Next pitch, low and outside. We are celebrating First Responders Appreciation Night here on this Friday. Showing our always appreciation for EMTs, paramedics, firefighters, law enforcement officers. Next pitch, Lowe's. Throw to second base by Hendry. Is it time to get Victor Scott? Bang, bang play at second base. Scott is thrown out for just the third time on the season. And he raises a leadoff walk for the Cardinals. Wyatt Hendry has thrown out 36% of would-be base stealers this season. And as the summer has gone on, Hendry has only gotten better and better in his arm strength and his accuracy. 2-1 pitch. Nasty bender into the zone for strike 2 on Brody Moore. Count is even at 2-2. Angel Cuenca is the right-hander throwing for the Cardinals in their bullpen. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball hit to the second baseman. Marcos, he bobbles it, tries to glove it, and cannot recover. Routine ground ball that Marcos was trying perhaps a little bit too hard to make into a quick and efficient out. And he kicks it. That's going to be an E4, first error of the night for either team. Linares working with a 4-0 lead at his back. Bradenton, 3 runs in the first, 1 in the fourth. And the pitch to Nathan Church. Strike taken, outside half. 0-1 the count. Linares sitting now at 87 pitches, 53 for strikes. Season high in pitches thrown is 89 for the big righty. Pick off to first base, and back in with a dive. Brody Moore. Nathan Church 0-2, a strikeout swinging and a flyout to right field. 0-1 offering. Swinging a ground ball, hit hard to second. Backhanded by Marcos. Glove flip to Chang. Throw to first in time. Oh, baby. 4-6-3. The Marauders turn it. And that's the end of the top of the sixth inning. Valentin Linares is through 6 brilliant scoreless innings. Marauders lead 4-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Brendan Dixon leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Marauders, who have a 4-0 lead over Palm Beach here at Leacom Park. First pitch a strike. The 0-1 is a breaking ball outside to the right-handed batter for ball one. Right-hander Angel Cuenca is on a relief for Palm Beach. Nice Friday night here at the ballpark. Lots of folks enjoying themselves. The 1-1 pitch is swung on foul back, and the count now 1-2. Paws and claws night. White Claw Beverages specials for fans 21 and over. Lots of pooches at the ballpark tonight as well. 1-2 pitches low and inside from Cuenca for ball two. Also celebrating First Responders Appreciation Night. Carlos Campos trying to throw in the Marauders bullpen. 2-2. Fastball, line to third, past the diving third baseman Kiriali, and into left field for a single. Brendan Dixon rips one for his first hit of the evening. And with that base knock, Brendan Dixon has now hit safely in 5 of his last 6. In celebration of First Responders Appreciation Night, we had Captain Brian Thiers of the Bradenton Police Department on with us back in the second inning. 23-year veteran of the Bradenton Police Department. Norquise Marcos, next batter, takes, and the first pitch low. Marauders, 3 runs in the first inning, 1 in the fourth. They have 4 runs on 6 hits. Palm Beach, no runs on just 2 hits. The 1-0 to Marcos. Cuenca gets a swing and a miss on a fastball. Final line for Cardinals starter, Yonel Dominguez. 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned. Walked 2, struck out 3. 1-1 on its way. Swinging a roller to short. This could be 2. Rivas underhand flip to Moore for 1. Moore on to first in time. 6-4-3 double play. And the Marauders unable to take advantage of a leadoff single by Brendan Dixon. That'll bring up Josiah Dixon, hit by pitch in each of his first 2 plate appearances. Righty-on-righty matchup. Bases empty with 2 outs for the Marauders. Pitch by Cuenca. There's a fastball at 95 miles per hour. Too high. Cuenca just added to the roster yesterday for Palm Beach. Next toss. Check swing by Dixon to the fastball upstairs. He was able to hold off. Duo pitch. Dixon backs away from one. High and tight. 3-0 the count. 14 appearances in the Florida Complex League this summer for Angel Cuenca. 5.14 ERA. 1.21 whip. Held opponents to a 2.12 average. The 3-0. Gets that one into the zone for a strike. Cuenca appeared in 4 games with Palm Beach last season. The windup and the 3-1. Dixon takes low and outside. The ball stopped by Bernal, but it's a 5-pitch walk to Dixon. On base safely each of his first 3 trips tonight. Well, here comes Sungche Chang trying to extend a hit streak tonight. Flied out to left field in the first inning. Walked on 4 pitches in the second. Delivered a sac fly to deep center in the fourth inning. Bradenton 4, Palm Beach nothing. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Cuenca tosses, and Chang fights one off foul on a soft line drive down the left field line. Yeah, Most of the natural daylight has left us with the thick cloud cover that has moved in since the first pitch tonight. Stadium lights are on, taking considerable effect. Pick off to first base, and Dixon dives in safely. Cardinals do need to keep an eye on Dixon. He is 8 of 10 in stolen base attempts. Had a good conversation pregame yesterday with Josiah. Dixon breaks early for second. Pitch is swung on and fouled back by Chang, and the count goes to 0-2. Dixon would have easily had stolen base number 9. Had contact not been made there. Well, Dixon, during our pregame chat last night, talked about how he's able to keep his speed as an overwhelming attribute on the base paths. Really takes pride in his leg workouts. A lot of squats figuring into the picture there. Lots of leg strength needed for that. He goes again. The 0-2 swung on, flared to shallow center. Scott coming on, and it bloops in front of him for a base hit. Josiah Dixon all the way up to third on the play. Nobody covering first base, and Chang wanders almost halfway up to second base, knowing there's no one behind him. Chang won't go anywhere, though. Gets a little high five from first base coach Casey Harms. And with the shortstop, Rivas charging in to cover second with the runner going. Rivas unable to go for that shallow fly ball. So the hit streak lives for Sung Chae Chang. He has hit safely in 7 consecutive games. That stretches the inning for Sergio Campagna, men on the corners with 2 outs. Cuenca lifts his leg and tosses. Campagna swings through a breaker low and outside. He chased it. Josiah Dixon on third base. Sung Chae Chang on first. Campagna looking to stretch the Marauders' lead to at least 5. Pick off to first base. Chang dives safely. The Marauders lead the second-place Tampa Tarpons by 1 game in the FSL West. Trying to pad that lead with a win tonight. The 0-1. Chang breaks for second. Breaking ball for a strike. Bernal pump fakes towards second. No throw. Chang slides into second base with no throw. Josiah Dixon is not fooled by the pump fake, so he remains on third. Stolen base number 23 on the campaign for Chang. Just one behind Campagna for the team lead. Now 0-2 on Campagna. Cuenca deals. Campagna swings and drills one to the gap in left center field. Down for a base hit. Scoring is Dixon. Chang right behind him. Cruising into second base. Digging for 3. Campagna, he does a U-turn now as the throw goes into third base on the relay. And Sergio Campagna smokes a 2-run double. Marauders lead it 6-0 here in the 6th inning. A 2-strike pitch from Angel Cuenca. And Sergio Campagna blasts that line drive into the left center field gap. Runs batted in, numbers 21 and 22 on the season for Campagna on the 2-run, 2-bagger. Second double of the night for the 20-year-old from Santo Domingo. Here's Tres Gonzalez. The pitch, lefty batter, check swings one foul to the backstop. Marauders taking full advantage of just about every run-scoring opportunity they're given tonight. Tres Gonzalez, 1-for-2, an RBI single in the first inning, his first hit as a professional. The 0-1, way up and away. Marauders working with a 6-0 advantage here in the 6th inning at Lecom Park. The 1-1, Campagna breaks for third, and the pitch is swung on, chopped foul in the box by Gonzalez. Well, Campagna would have had that one swiped easily. The Marauders running all over the place on Palm Beach pitching tonight. Coming into this game, the Marauders second in the 10-team Florida State League in stolen base totals. The Marauders have 25 steals in their last 13 games. They've really surged forward in that statistical category lately. The 1-2 to Gonzalez takes outside and low for ball 2. One RBI tonight already under his belt for Tres Gonzalez. With Campagna on second base, a good chance to make it a pair. Cuenca checks second. The 2-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings and pops it up. Shallow left center field. Rivas, the shortstop, out. He gives way to the left fielder Church, who makes the one-handed catch on the jog. Inning over, but the Marauders play two on the two-run double by Campagna. 6-0 Bradenton heading to the seventh. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Happy dogs everywhere here on Paws and Claws Night on this Friday at Leacon Park in Bradenton. We welcome you back in. Spencer Smith returning to the action as we move to the seventh inning. Marauders 6, Palm Beach Cardinals nothing. And onto the mound is right-hander Carlos Campos. 21-year-old from Urama, Venezuela, faces Thomas Francisco, cleanup hitting first baseman for the Beach Birds. First pitch by Campos is a fastball into the zone for strike one. So the line is final now for Marauders starter Valentin Linares. 6 scoreless innings. Walked only 2, struck out 7. That matches a season high for Linares. The 0-1, Francisco swings and bounces it weakly back to the mound on one hop. Campos grabs it, underhand flip to Dixon at first. Easy one away here in the 7th inning. Valentin Linares also tonight just 2 hits allowed. In his 6 scoreless innings. So Carlos Campos with the relief effort here. Campos on Sunday in Fort Myers went an inning and 2/3 out of the Marauders' bullpen. Allowed 3 runs. That was a season high for the righty. Nobody on, one away for Elijah Cabell. Campos raises leg and deals. And a breaking ball outside. Cabell with a fly out to center field in his first trip to the plate. Struck out swinging his last time in the fourth. A breath by Campos. His 1-0. Fastball swung on, driven to center field pretty deep. Back on it goes Campagna. Warning track. Wally leaps, and this one is gone. Home run number 6 on the season for Elijah Cabell. And the Florida State product puts the Cardinals on the board here in the 7th inning. It is a 6-1 Marauders lead. Cabell clapping his hands, touching his chest, and kissing his fingers, pointing to the sky as he crosses home plate with his 6th home run of the season. Carlos Campos trying to recover now, facing Chris Rotondo with one out. the offering. Swing and a miss. Got the first pitch off speed, 0-1. Sky is still a baby blue shade with various textures of clouds sprinkled throughout the sky here. Campos with the 0-1 pitch, and it's taken high for ball one. Saw several strikes of lightning off in the distance beyond right field right before first pitch, but smooth sailing tonight. Marauders leading by 5, top of the 7th inning. Campos kicks and fires the 1-1. Breaking ball that nearly finds the zone, ruled high perhaps. 2-1. First run of the game for Palm Beach, coming moments ago on an Elijah Cabell solo shot to straightaway center. 2-1. Breaking ball gets away from Campos, slipping out of his hands. Rotondo goes ducking underneath it. Campos licking his fingers right before receiving the baseball back from Wyatt Hendry, trying to get a little grip on the ball. The righty sets up against his chest. 3-1 toss, swung on and lifted to center field again. This one playable for Sergio Campagna. Stops at his tracks and makes the chest-high catch. 2 outs. Now Jeremy Rivas to the plate. He's grounded out twice tonight. Campos joined the Marauders on the 1st of July this season. Tosses here, and a swing and a pop-up, first base side. Brandon Dixon yells, I got it, calling off Norquis Marcos, and Dixon puts it away with a two-handed catch. We're through 6.5 here in Bradenton. The Marauders lead 6-1 over Palm Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Move into the bottom of the 7th inning at Lecon Park. The Marauders 6, the Palm Beach Cardinals 1. And to lead off for the Marauders, Jack Brannigan 0-3 tonight. Trying to avoid his first hitless game as a professional. First toss high into the backstop, glancing off the mitt of the catcher, Leonardo Bernal. Brannigan 0-3, couple of flyouts to right field, and a ground out unassisted to the first baseman. Angel Cuenca, the right-hander, deals and misses low and outside for ball two. The Marauders this evening, 3 runs in the first, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 6th inning. 2-0 coming quickly from Cuenca. Brannigan swings and skies it foul, first base side. Cuenca, sporting a baby blue glove on the mound, winds up and fires. 2-1, comes in too close on a curveball. And Brannigan works the count in his favor, 3-1. We're in the middle third of the order for the Marauders here in the 7th. 4-5-6. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Low and outside to Brannigan. He draws ball 4. So now Brannigan has at the very minimum reached base safely in each of his first five games at single A. Here's Wyatt Hendry. Hendry's got good wood on the ball a couple of times tonight. RBI double to center in the first. Deep fly out to left field in the third inning. The pitch taken high for a ball. Angel Cuenca from Parayaguan, Venezuela. Right-hander offers up the 1-0. Swung on, fouled straight back by Hendry. Cardinals signed Cuenca in May of 2018. He's dealt with injuries a couple of times in his career. Joined Palm Beach from the FCL. Just yesterday, he was on minor league rehab since mid-June. Lengthy road back for him. Made 14 appearances in the FCL this summer. 1-1 toss. Hendry swings, fouls this one back. Last season, Cuenca started the season with Palm Beach, made four appearances in the month of May, and then landed on the injured list in late May, ended up missing the rest of the season. Some more action in that Cardinals bullpen. Right-hander. Jimenez getting loose. The 1-2. Fastball misses upstairs. Ludwin Jimenez, the right-hander throwing for Cardinals in their bullpen. Long pause by Cuenca with a man on first, nobody out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Hendry swings and smokes a line drive. Foul. Past the right field corner. And one boy in the black and gold Pirates or Marauders colors, maybe both. Going to go hustling after that foul ball. And he's got it. 2-2 again. Hendry swings and misses. He's gone on a fastball. So Angel Cuenca picks up his first strikeout of the evening. And Bubba Chandler will see his fourth chance at the plate tonight. Pirates number 11 prospect. The long-awaited two-way sensation. Joined the Marauders midsummer. To much acclaim, he has pitched, he has hit. He's been a lot of fun to watch. Chandler takes one high and inside, and he goes spinning away from it. Just about a chest or shoulder-high fastball. Missing the zone by quite a bit. From Angel Cuenca. Jack Brannigan on first. He worked a walk. There is one out here in the bottom of the seventh for Bradenton. The 1-0. Chandler takes one on the outside corner, a strike. One run on just two hits for the Cardinals. Should be three hits, actually. Six runs on eight hits for the Marauders. The lone run-producing hit for Palm Beach, solo homer in the seventh by Elijah Cabell. Chandler takes a curveball that misses low and outside. Pretty good movement on it, just missing the zone, though. Jack Brannigan, the runner on first. He has shown some speed. Two for two in base-stealing attempts. Marauders in front by five. Brannigan, perhaps unlikely to go here. The 2-1, he is going. Pitch is swung on and lined down the right field line, but pulled foul into the metal bleachers. So Brannigan does go on the 2-2 pitch to Chandler. Chandler sends it out of play, though. The Marauders, for the better part of this season, have remained at or near the top of the league in runs scored. They put six on the board through their first seven innings tonight. Cuenca sets. And the right-hander comes home with another 2-2. Swung on, bounce to first. This is a fair ball. Stepping on first is Francisco. Throw to second base. In time with the tag on Brannigan. A backwards 3-6 double play finishes off the inning. And the Marauders get zilch here in the seventh, but they lead 6-1, heading to the eighth inning here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks.
Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The old dizzy bat race. One young fan hitting the turf hard on his way down toward the target, Marty the Marauder, the finish line on the old minor league baseball favorite. We head to the eighth inning here at Leecom Park. The Marauders lead Palm Beach by a score of 6-1. Carlos Campos, who pitched the top of the seventh for Bradenton, packed for his second inning of relief work. Michael Curiale, number 8 man in the order for the Cardinals. Settles in, tapping the bat on his right shoulder, and Campos, resetting himself, steps off the rubber. One run, 3 hits, no errors for the Cardinals. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Marauders, and Wyatt Hendry going out to talk to Campos. Hendry putting his hand around Campos' back as the two communicate. Quick look at what's going on through the Pirates organization as of late. Triple-A Indianapolis last night, splitting a doubleheader with the Memphis Redbirds, Cardinals Triple-A squad. Double-A Altoona win, High-A Greensboro win. More on those in just a minute as Campos steals to Curiale. First pitch, a nasty breaker for strike one. Well-executed pitch. That High-A Greensboro game last night, nice moment in the bottom of the first for the Grasshoppers. Luke Brown and Jace Bowen, back-to-back solo shots. 0-1 pitch low and outside. Jace Bowen promoted to High A from the Marauders after 201 games played across 2 seasons for Bradenton. And so that solo shot the first inning last night for Bowen for Greensboro, his first High A hit. Hopefully the first of many more to come. Next pitch low and outside, 2-1 from Campos to Michael Curiale. The right-hander comes set. And the 2-1 toss. Breaking ball caught on and missed for strike two. Curiale losing his balance on the follow through the swing. Only run for the Cardinals tonight. A solo homer in the seventh by Elijah Cabell. Clearing the center field wall. Campos fires the 2-2. Swung on, lifted to left field. A high liner. Tres Gonzalez comes in and he makes the catch. One gone here in the visitors' half of the eighth inning. Tres Gonzalez has had fairly limited defensive opportunities in his couple of games with Bradenton. Handles that one flawlessly, though. Now Leonardo Bernal, switching in catcher for Palm Beach. Steps up and first pitch, swings and bounces one to first. This ball is foul. Fielded on the short hop by Brendan Dixon. Dixon arcing that ball over the screen, and the boy in the black and gold from earlier who chased a foul ball down the right field corner just caught that one. Spread the wealth, buddy. That boy's probably about 9 years old or so, maybe 10. 0-1 pitch, a cracked bat roller to second. Grabbed by Marcos on the run. Throw to first in time, and Bernal slams his bat in disgust on the ground halfway up the first baseline. A 4-3 ground out, and it's two away. Here in the visitors' half of the eighth inning. Frustration really mounting for the Cardinals lineup tonight. Very few truly hard hit balls by Palm Beach hitters this evening. Two gone here in the eighth. Marauders leading by five. Here's Victor Scott. From the left side, Scott takes lone inside near his shins. Valentin Linares, six scoreless innings on the mound for the Marauders tonight in his 16th start of the year. Throwing just south of 90 pitches, striking out seven, matching his season high. The 1-0. Taken at the knees for strike one. So Linares in line for the win. Already came in with an ERA of 1.80, whip of 1.12 over his previous five starts. Those numbers getting better and better for Valentin Linares. Campos, second inning in relief. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted to right center field. Right fielder Josiah Dixon over, and he makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 eighth inning by Carlos Campos. On to the home half. Bradenton on top by five here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Friday night at Lecom Park. Mid-August matchup between the Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. This is the fourth game of a six-game series. Marauders inching closer and closer to a third consecutive win tonight. 6-1 advantage over the visiting Cardinals. And new right-hander Ludwin Jimenez takes over on the bump for the visitors. Sporting a 4.76 ERA for the Beach Birds this season. Brendan Dixon leads the way for Bradenton. First pitch taking. It's a fastball strike at 90. Third pitcher of the evening for the Cardinals. Following Angel Cuenca, two innings of relief. Starter Yonael Dominguez went five innings, gave up four runs. 0-1. Taken just low. 1-1 on Brendan Dixon, who is 1-for-3. Line drive single past the third baseman his last time up. Dixon now hitting safely in five of his last six games. 1-1 offering, way low and outside with a slider, and it skips to the backstop. Ludwin Jimenez, 21-year-old right-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, joined Palm Beach just yesterday from the FCL. 2-1, swung on, popped up, third base sign. Third baseman Kiriali turning and moving onto the outfield grass. The shortstop Rivas calls him off, and Rivas puts it away with a routine two-handed grab. Well, the Marauders' offense has really spread out the effort tonight. They have not gone cold for any one long period this evening. Three runs in the first inning, one in the fourth, and two in the sixth. Pretty consistent effort through and through. Here's Norquis Marcos. Pitch, swung on, popped him up back this way, out of play. Marcos is 1-for-3. Drop down a bunt single, third base side of the diamond, back in the fourth inning. Ludwin Jimenez calling time, bending over the waist to tie his right shoe. Jimenez sporting the red and white Nike cleats with a red swoosh on the top. Hands together with the belt. Here he comes with the 0-1. Marcos bails out of the way with his torso. High and inside, 1-1. Some action in the Bradenton bullpen now. Sergio Umana is throwing. We may see him to pitch the ninth inning. The 1-1. High and tied again to Marcos. 2-1 on the Bradenton second baseman. Bottom of the eighth inning here in Lecom Park. Marauders lead 6-1. And look to make it a 3-1 series advantage over Palm Beach. 2-1 coming. Marcos lays off a breaking ball high. 3-1. Ludwin Jimenez falling behind. A happy late birthday to Jimenez. Just celebrated his 21st birthday on Tuesday. He deals a 3-1. Marcos swings and fouls it back to the screen. Marauders rallied for 3 runs in the first inning tonight, setting the tone early on. Run scoring hits by Tres Gonzalez, Wyatt Hendry, Bubba Chandler. Fourth inning, a sack fly to center by Sung-Che Chang. Sixth inning, a 2-run double by Sergio Campagna, his second double of the night. A 3-2 pitch from Jimenez. Marcos swings and misses, fooled by the breaking ball low and away. He's gone. With 2 outs for the Marauders, here's Josiah Dixon. And for those who may be wondering, what's that Tampa score? Marauders leading the Tarpons by just 1 game here in the second half in the West Division. Tampa currently trails the Dunedin Blue Jays 4-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Josiah Dixon brushed back by one high and inside. Dixon probably getting a little annoyed by now. He's been hit by a pitch twice tonight and has also taken ball four in his last plate appearance. The 1-0 swings and pops it up. This is behind the mound. Second baseman Moore doesn't see it. Shortstop Rivas does see it. He makes the catch halfway between the mound and second base. Inning is over, but we go to the ninth inning. The Marauders 3 outs away from a third straight win. Here at Lecom Park, 6-1 Bradenton. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sergio Umana onto the mound for the Marauders, trying to shut this thing down here on this Friday night. Marauders 6, Palm Beach Cardinals 1. Here the fourth game of a six-game series. The Marauders looking for their third straight win in front of this Friday night crowd of 1,300-plus. 2-3-4 in the Palm Beach lineup with Brody Moore leading off. 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. Pitch by Umana. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike one. Sergio Umana, 22-year-old right-hander from Nicaragua. 1.57 ERA, 0.96 whip. Opponents hitting 215 against him in his 15 appearances this season. The 0-1, time called right as Umana was lifting his leg. And actually, that was a pitch clock violation called late by Sam Carey. So an automatic ball makes it 1-1. The 1-1 pitch to Brody Moore. Swung on, lifted foul down the right field line. Brody Moore, Nathan Church, Thomas Francisco, righty, lefty, lefty, the hitters due up here in the ninth for Palm Beach. Umana sets at the chest. Here's his 1-2. Moore looks at a breaking ball. Strike three called inside corner. Moore without hesitation challenges. Let's see what we get. Overturned. Ball two instead of strike three. Another look at that breaking ball, and oh yeah, sure enough, that's a few inches off the inside part of the plate, and Brody Moore was not the biggest fan of that initial call. 2-2. Here's Umana's pitch. Swung on and lifted to center field. Fairly deep. Campagna, calm, cool, and collected. Underneath it. Makes the catch a couple steps shy of the track. One out here in the ninth inning. Here's Nathan Church. Made the final out in last night's game. He went down on strikes against Carlos Lomelli. Meat of the order for the Cardinals trying to extend this Friday night. One run, three hits, no errors for Palm Beach. Six runs, eight hits, one error for the Marauders. Here's the stretch. Umana, the pitch. Church swings and lifts a fly ball right center. Relatively shallow. Dixon coming on. He makes the call, and he makes the catch. Sergio Campagna charging in hard, but he slides, avoiding a collision. Two away for the Cardinals here in the ninth inning. And Sergio Umana, one out away from locking down a third straight Marauders victory. It's up to Thomas Francisco to keep this game alive for the visiting club. The Marauders with a win and hoping for a Tampa loss in Dunedin tonight. Still 4-2 Blue Jays, by the way, bottom of the sixth inning in that game. Pitch to Francisco, taken, strike one, backdoor breaking ball. A Marauders win and a Tampa loss tonight would make it a two-game lead for the Marauders atop the West Division standings. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 to Francisco, he takes low. Sergio Umana has been scored upon in three straight outings. On Sunday in Fort Myers, his last outing, it was the inherited runner scoring on a single during extra inning play. So even that was an unearned run. He's been airtight otherwise. The 1-1 from Umana. Swing and a miss for strike two. Thomas Francisco trying to protect here with the count 1-2. Sergio Umana trying to finish off the ball game. The right-hander sets. And the 1-2 delivery is swung on and missed for strike three. That's the ball game. The Marauders win three in a row, six of their last seven. And they remain in first place of this Friday night here at Lecom comes to a close. 6-1, your final score. The Marauders win it over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Marauders celebrate another victory with the high five line over the center of the diamond here at Lecom. We will step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage.
Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. We welcome you back inside Leacon Park, and oh, what a better way to celebrate Paws and Claws Night than with little Pooch down on the field. One of the members of our grounds crew has his dog down there, as all Marauders staff members are enjoying. Spencer Smith back with you here on the postgame show. The Marauders with a 6-1 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals tonight. Here's how it all went down. A 3-run rally in the first inning for the Marauders. Campagna, Sergio Campagna, one-out double. He scored on a Tres Gonzalez RBI single to left center. His first hit as a professional. Gonzalez up to second base on a pass ball. Scored on a wide Hendry double. Rocketed all the way to the base of the wall. It's straightaway center field right at the 400 marker. And Hendry then scored on a Bubba Chandler RBI single on a softly hit blooper into left center field. 3-0 Marauders led all the way into the bottom of the fourth inning. That home half of the fourth saw another Marauders run cross the plate. Norquis Marcos, a bunt single. He later came home on a Sungjae Chang sacrifice fly to deep center field. Plenty of distance to allow Marcos to come home on it. Bottom of the sixth, the Marauders made it a 6-run ball game. A 2-run double socked into the left center field gap off the bat of Sergio Campagna, part of a 2-hit, 2-double, 2-RBI night for Sergio Campagna from the 2-spot of the order. Palm Beach got a run back in the top of the seventh inning on a solo shot to straightaway center off the bat of Elijah Cabell, his 6th home run of the season, but that will be all the scoring for the rest of the night. Sergio Umana pitched a scoreless 9th inning to lock it down. Carlos Campos, 2 innings out of the bullpen, and Valentin Linares with 6 scoreless innings on the mound for Bradenton. There's Umana getting those final swings and misses of the game, and there you have it, a Marauders 6-1 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals. And yes, it is time for the dogs to run the bases here at Leacon Park, and this is always a fun one to watch. The happy totals in this Friday night game for the Cardinals, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. They left 3 men on base, and for the Marauders, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on base. The winning pitcher, Valentin Linares, with 6 scoreless innings. He strikes out 7, matching his season high. The loss goes to Palm Beach starter Yonael Dominguez. No save in the game. Time of game, 1 hour, 59 minutes. We got this one over with in just under 2 hours. The second shortest 9-inning game by the Marauders this season. Just 1 minute longer than the Marauders' May 31st tilt up in Lakeland. Remarkably quick game. Teams were really aggressive early in the count with their bats, and a lot of at-bats were completed relatively quickly tonight. The attendance tonight was 1,369 for Paws and Claws and First Responders Appreciation Night. It was 88 degrees and mostly sunny at the time of first pitch. With the Cardinals' loss, they dropped to 23-17 in the second half. The Marauders, with their win, improved to 26-14 in the second half. And Casey Harms' pug down there is one cute little pooch. Oh, my goodness. Paws and Claws Night, always a fan favorite. The Marauders, by the way, win 6 of their last 7 with tonight's victory, and they remain in first place atop the West Division. We'll step aside again, and when we come back, we will give you the Marauders Player of the Game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders post-game show continues at Lecom Park. It is that time of the night again. Time to name our Marauders Player of the Game. And tonight those honors go to Marauders starter Valentin Linares, already coming in, performing well over his last handful of starts. Linares tossed 6 scoreless innings tonight, matched his season high with 7 strikeouts, allowed just 2 hits, walked only 2 batters. And there you have it. With his dominant performance, Valentin Linares, tonight's Marauders Player of the Game. We turn our attention now to tomorrow's game. Saturday, a 6:30 p.m. tilt again against the Cardinals. The Marauders look to close out a series win with their 4th victory of the series and their 4th in a row. They'll look to right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario. He will go opposite right-hander Jose Davila for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch again scheduled for 6:30 here at Lecom Park will be on the air for pregame coverage at 6:15. You can listen live, as always, online at BradentonMarauders.com or watch via subscription on MILB.TV. Well, the Marauders wrap up a 6-1 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Bradenton remains in sole possession of first place regardless of those Tampa results up north in Dunedin. And a happy ending for all on this Friday night here at Lecom Park. That'll do it for us on the postgame show. For everyone here at the Marauders who makes this show all possible, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.